Welcome to the July 2nd edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. First up for today, in part 2 of his video interview, Rob DiCicco of Transcelerate broke down CTTI research showing 50 to 75% reductions in visits and assessments using selective safety data collection on mature assets. These data-driven reductions maintain safety oversight rigor while meaningfully lowering participant burden and operational complexity. In a new contributed article, Liz Walsh examined why protocol design failures emerge not during protocol development, but during transition to trial execution, when untested assumptions about patient populations, visit schedules, and vendor scope meet operational reality. Early engagement of interpretive operational expertise during feasibility and study design is required to translate scientific intent into workable procedures before commitments harden into expensive amendments and delays. And finally, a bipartisan House committee launched national security investigations into Merck, AbbVie, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, and BMS over clinical trial operations in China, citing intellectual property exposure risks and military hospital affiliations. The companies must respond by July 17th on due diligence processes and data protection standards. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next time for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.